Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dustin. May I please have your zip code so that I can locate the account?
Well, I was just talking to somebody and got disconnected. So it's 59860.
Thank you. And you said that was 59860?
Yes.
Thank you. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Susan. Last name is Deason.
Thank you. And that'll be one moment as I do see if I can locate that account for you.
Okay.
And so that I can make sure I do have the correct account pulled up, could you verify the shipping address for me, please?
29563 Cat Bay Road in Polson, Montana.
Thank you, and I'm showing that you have our smart fitness tracker. Who may I assist you?
Well, I was on the line with somebody else, and we got disconnected. This was all done unintentionally by mistake, and I didn't want any of it. I've got, like, 3 charges pending on my bank account, and, yeah, I thought it was a freebie. And it was adding stuff, and I clicked thinking I was getting out of it, and instead it thought I accepted these other charges. So I want to cancel everything.
I really am sorry to hear that. And if you will give me just one moment to look over the account and see exactly what is going on, it will take me just one moment. And I really do want to thank you for your patience, as that is taking me a moment to look over the account and see exactly what is going on.
All you have to do is take those 3 charges off.
Okay, so I really would hate for you to miss out on these products, as they really are a great product. So I am showing that I can issue a 35% discount.
No. I want it all canceled because it was not, I didn't order them.
Okay, so you're saying that it was not you that placed this order?
No. I didn't place any order.
Okay, so it was not you that placed the order for our smart fitness tracker?
I didn't place an order. I was under the I was told that it was a freebie, and so I clicked to accept the free fitness tracker. Not 35% off, but free. And then I clicked to get out of it, and it thought I was adding all this other stuff.
Well, I really am sorry.
It wasn't somebody else. It was me, and I want it taken off.
Well, I really am sorry. However, nowhere on our site would have stated that it was free. It would have stated that you would pay for the shipping to try it for 14 days.
No, that's not what it said. This was on Amazon.com, and I've never had issues with them before. And I'm going to complain to them about you guys, because this was a freebie through Amazon, period. And then it ended up not being a freebie.
Yes, I'm
and so I, when I clicked on it, it was not to accept, it was to get out of it. Yeah, I did not accept any, I did not accept these charges.
Yes, I really would hate for you to.
It shows that I've got two fitness trackers and some other thing coming. I don't want any of it now. Because it's the principle of the thing. I was lied to, basically.
Yes, I do completely understand how you feel. However, I'm not sure where you would have seen that it was free, as nowhere on our website does it state that our product is free. It states that you would be able to try
it. It was an Amazon ad. It was from Amazon. And it stated that it was free. I'm sorry. The bottom line is, I don't want this. How is that not okay? You surely have like a return policy. Just cancel my order. Is that not possible to cancel?
Yes, I do completely understand, and I really am sorry. I really would hate for you to miss out on these products, so I can issue a 50% discount, as I really wouldn't.
Oh my God! Cancel my order. I'm gonna call my bank and say I've got a scam going on. I'm gonna report it as a scam.
Well, I do completely understand that you would file a dispute, as you have every right to do so. However, if you do file a dispute, we will have to provide them with the terms and conditions and the tracking numbers showing those charges are legal and valid. And at that point, you wouldn't be eligible for any type of refund. However, if you'll give me a moment to check with my supervisor to see what they may be able to do, it will be just one moment. Okay, I have spoken with my supervisor, and they did authorize me to be able to do a full refund, and you will see that back in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Thank you.